Department Honor Guard making their way onto the field. This Honor Guard members include Fire Captain Jose Hello, Lieutenant Andrew Eagleston, Lieutenant Juan Calderon, Lieutenant Mike Henson. Ladies and gentlemen, the Delaware County Fire Department Honor Guard. Ladies and gentlemen, to sing the Star Spangled Banner, Kumba Diallo.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, bound bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that a flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
Kumba Diallo with our national anthem. Please remain standing as our color guard leaves the playing field. Thank you, Tulare County Fire Department. And thank you for your
good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game 5 of 6 against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers and your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. First pitch slated for 6:30. We will be a few minutes behind schedule. Let's give you today's starting lineup. Starting off with the visiting team, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Leading off at second base is number 16, Ryan Doncone. Batting second in center field, number 9, Chris Newell. Batting third at third base, number 23, Kyle Nevin. In the cleanup spot, behind the plate, number 8, Tyrone Lorenzo. Batting fifth at the designated hitter, number 44, Jesus Galiz. Batting sixth for the Quakes in right field, number 22, Juan Alonso. Batting seventh in left, number 34, Jorge Puerta. Batting eighth at first base is number 5, Dayton Dooney. And batting ninth for the Quakes at shortstop, number 13, Jose Azara. Their starting pitcher, right-handed pitcher, number 30, Jermaine Rosario. And now here's your starting lineup for the Visalia Rawhide. Leading off at second base, number 15, Manuel Pena. Batting second in center field, number 1, Drew Jones. Batting third, the designated hitter, number 35, Andrew Pintar. In the cleanup spot behind the plate, number 8, David Martin. Followed by the first baseman, number 25, Gavin Contesello. Batting sixth, at third base, number 17, Ronnie Polanco. Batting seventh for the Hyde, the shortstop, number 5, Juan Corniel. Followed by the right fielder, number 14, Alvin Guzman. And batting ninth for the Rawhide in left field is Donier Sanabria. The starting pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide, right-handed pitcher Ricardo Yan. And we are almost ready for first pitch. I think Yan is fixing something on his sleeve before he takes the mound. There's probably something. Oh, it's a bracelet. Something the umpires didn't want him to wear. And he can't get it off right now. There we go. Okay, now we're ready for first pitch. Ryan Doncone batting from the right side. He'll lead it off for the Quakes. Yan, tall right-handed pitcher for the Rawhide. This is his first full season and his second start of the year with the Rawhide. First pitch of the day, a strike at the knees. 6:33 first pitch. Doncone batting 267 on the year. He takes ball one outside. And at first pitch, it is a beautiful 76 degrees here at Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us this evening. Pitch misses outside, a ball two. And, of course, a happy Jackie Robinson Day to you, celebrating it throughout all of minor league baseball and major league baseball. The pitch, missing outside, ball three. All of the major league teams are sporting number 42 here in Visalia. We aren't doing that, but we did have a pregame ceremony honoring Jackie Robinson and his legacy. The pitch misses inside, a ball four. Doncone takes a leadoff walk to start off the game, and Chris Newell will come to the plate. We'll tell you more about some of the topics surrounding Jackie Robinson and what the Rawhide did today to honor him, including two of our coaches and the center fielder, Drew Jones. Chris Newell batting from the left. Runner on first, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Misses inside, ball one. So prior to the game, we had a short video presentation, stuff that Major League Baseball sent us, as well as Minor League Baseball, but also we had three short interviews with Dee Gardner, Tyler Mark, and Drew Jones. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Count is 1-1. I think what was so special about those interviews and those conversations is it's almost three different generations. T Mark is 27, Drew Jones is 19. I promised Dee I wouldn't tell anyone how old he was, but I know he has children who are T-Mark's age, as that pitch misses outside. And just hearing the difference in how much more there's more support throughout baseball now. They are trying to make sure that baseball is becoming more and more inclusive and accessible to all. There's T-Mark and D right there if you're watching on MLB TV. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. If you're interested in more information about the Urban Youth Academies or the RBI program, you can go to MLB.com. 2-1 count, the pitch to Newell. He swings and misses. Count is 2-2. Yan 0-1 on the year with a 6 ERA. He didn't have a bad first appearance in Lake Elsinore. The pitch misses high. The runner takes off. The throw to second looks good, and they got him. David Martin throws out Doncone, trying to steal second for the first out of the inning. And just like that, the bases are empty for the Quakes. It was a nice pitch to throw on. A little bit higher up, allowing Martin to have a little bit of a quicker pop. Pitch to Newell. Hard ground ball. Second baseman Pena fields it. Two away.
Stop at the plate is third baseman, number 23, Kyle Neves.
Kyle Nevin now batting from the right side. Two away, nobody on. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. Nevin batting .483 on the season. You notice the Rawhider wearing a different uniform than normal. Here's the pitch. A strike. These jerseys are presented by Kawea Health. And we will wear them, I believe it's four times this season we will wear them. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Now, Kawea is one of the hospitals, the biggest emergency room here in Visalia. And at the end of this year, this season, they're going to auction off these jerseys, and all proceeds will go to help those in need at Kawea. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Yon, glove at the belt. The pitch. Misses outside, ball one. No shift in the infield. 1-2 to Nevin. Misses low, ball two. Catching for Yon today is David Martin. Third baseman, Ronnie Polanco. The shortstop, Juan Corniel. Second baseman, Manuel Pena. And at first, it's Gavin Contasello. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Nevin goes down swinging on a changeup to end the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Yon. Before I close it off, want to finish off the defensive alignment in left field, Donier Sanabria, center field, Drew Jones, and in right field, Alvin Guzman. Scoreless going into the bottom half of the first. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
All right, let's go ahead and go to Joe on the mic. Take it away, Joe.
Thanks a lot, Brian. That's right. The Valley Strong Cowbell is located behind the Kawea Health Grandstands. And over there today we have Coach Corey, who's with the Tulare Union High School Tribe. They are our team of the game, which is here courtesy of U.S. Army Recruiting. All right, Coach. Coach Corey, let's give that thing a ring. Let's hit it three times. Let's go!
Let's move to the bottom half of the first inning. Leading off for the Lysandia Rawhide. Wearing the Kawea Health jerseys. Second base one, number 15, Manuel Peña.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. We are scoreless here in Visalia. Manuel Peña squares at the first pitch. He bunts it, goes right to the pitcher Rosario. The throw to first is in time. Not a bad idea by Peña as the third baseman, Nevin, was playing back, but Rosario able to come off the mound and make the play. One pitch, one out.
At center fielder, wearing number one, Drew Jones.
Jones batting from the right side. He takes a strike on the high outside corner. So Jermaine Rosario, the right-handed pitcher on the mound tonight for the Quakes. No wins, no losses. Also has not given up an earned run as the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. Oh, 2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Jones goes down swinging on three pitches for the second out of the inning. And now here is Andrew Pintar. He's the designated hitter today for the Rawhide. The pitch fouled off into the netting down the first base side. Catching for Rosario today is Tyrone Lorenzo, the third baseman Kyle Nevin, shortstop Jose Azara, second baseman Ryan Duncan, and at first it's Dayton Dooney. Slow ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Azara has it. The throw to first beats Pintar by a step. A quick 1-2-3 inning of work for Rosario, finishing off the defensive alignment in left field, Jorge Puerta. A center fielder, Chris Newell. And in right field, it's Juan Alonso. Scoreless going into the second. You're listening and watching to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
The dearest Rawhide staff member. For a list of all the rules, regulations, and policies, please refer to the back of the ticket for tonight's game or visit the entrance gate change to look for the ticket and gate policy sign. Thank you and enjoy tonight's game. For tonight's Keeping Timbers Safe, presented by Echelon Security Group, we're going to send it to Joe.
Harvard, we want to thank for the and for this event. Who, what's your name? Miguel?
Hector?
Miguel's in Dodger gear, so I'm going for Hector. They're going to race to Timber, and they're going to try to keep Timber safe. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, go! Uh-oh, it's going to be close here. It's going to be, who's it going to be? It is! Oh, that was close. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say that that was a tie. Let's give it a tie. Let's give it up for both of them. Oh, wait, check that. I just remembered that guy's in Dodger gear, so the guy in Dodger gear loses. Hector is our winner. Good job, Hector.
Still scoreless in the second inning. Lights are on at Valley Strong Ballpark already. They've been going on pretty early this year, actually. This is the fifth game at home, Valley Strong Ballpark. Still very light sky and plenty of sunshine on the field. First pitch, the left-handed hitter, Lorenzo, was fouled off into the netting. Count is 0-1. The sun sets behind the first base grandstands at Valley Strong Ballpark, so because of that, there will be shadows coming over starting from the first base side. All of left field is covered in shade right now. The pitch is a strike. Meanwhile, there's a lot of sunlight by shortstop and near third and all of center field and left field. There's that angle that JT is showing you. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Lorenzo goes down swinging for the first out of the inning and the second strikeout of the day for Yon. That strikeout and every Rawhide strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. In crust, we trust. The designated hitter, Jesus Galiz, bats from the right. First pitch to him. Strike on the outside corner. By the way, umpiring crew tonight calling balls and strikes behind the plate is Andrew Schrock, and on the bases is Jabril Jeter Abdullah. Yon delivers, an off-speed pitch is waved at and missed, 0-2. Yon has a fastball, changeup, and slider. He last pitched a week ago, a little over a week ago, actually, on Friday night of last week. The pitch misses outside. Count is now 1-2. In that appearance in Lake Elsinore, he took the loss after giving up two earned runs off of one hit. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Galiz goes down. That is three consecutive strikeouts for the right-handed pitcher, Yon. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria in crust, we trust. And by the way, I do beg your pardon, I had the day wrong. He actually pitched on Sunday, so the Rawhide are going with their six-man rotation, I believe. The pitch comes in and hits Juan Alonso. He's the second runner of the day, base runner of the day for the Quakes. He reaches the two outs, and Jorge Puerta comes to the plate.
Heading to the plate, left fielder Jorge Puerta.
Yawns. Control has been the issue so far this season. Of course, a really small sample size, but in his three innings pitched in Lake Elsinore, he walked six batters while striking out four. As that pitch is a strike at the letters, count as 0-1. Yon, 20 years old, 6'4", 180 pounds. O-1 comes in and it hits him. Second hit by pitch of the inning, back-to-back. So the Quakes will have a runner in scoring position now as Dayton Dooney comes to the plate.
The batter, first baseman, number 5, Dayton Dooney.
Dooney, batting .238 on the year. Infield, shading slightly to the left, outfield to the right. Yon checks the runner on second. Now delivers. A strike on the low outside corner. Yon nearing 30 pitches now. O-1 misses outside. Yon will turn 21 in November of this year, originally from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. He was signed as an international free agent by the Diamondbacks in January of 2021. The pitch misses high and out ball 2. Made his professional debut in the Dominican Summer League. He threw in 12 games there. Then last year he was in the Complex League, and now he finds himself here in Visalia for his third professional season and his first full season. The pitch is swung and missed, gets by the catcher Martin. He picks it up, throws to third, not in time. It bounced away from Martin. It went about 1 foot, 2 feet to his right. He got it in time to make a throw, but no chance of getting the runner out at third. So Alonso is safe at third base. Puerta does stay at first, so runners on the corners, two down still. Scoreless in the top of the second inning. They're giving that a wild pitch on Yon. 2-2. Just misses low. Martin took a step towards the dugout. So did Yon. It looked really good from here, but full count now. Looking at that replay, it's hard to see. And there's strike 3. Took an extra pitch, but Yon still sits down Dooney with another strikeout. He actually strikes out the side and now has 4 in the game. Going into the bottom half of the second, still scoreless. You're listening and watching to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
You may not have a magnetic one for your favorite gym, machine, or mini fridge, but for a printable version of the 2023 schedule, please visit VisaliaRawhide.com. And here we go. We're getting them into position here. And here to perform tonight, please welcome one of the Central California Gymnastics Institute cheer team. Let's give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for the CCGI Sparks.
Yeah.
the second inning. The catcher, number 8, David Martin.
It's the bottom of the second inning. David Martin at the plate, batting from the left side. He's the catcher today for the Rawhide. Rosario back on the mound. The pitch misses outside. Ball 2. Rosario had a very quick first inning. Less than 10 pitches. Pitch misses low and inside. Ball 3 now. Beg your pardon. 2-1 count. The pitch. Big swing and miss. Count is 2-2. Martin looking for his first hit of the year. 2-2. Misses high. Ball 3. This is Martin's third start of the season for the Rawhide. The pitch. Misses low. Ball 4. And that's the first base runner of the day for the Rawhide. It comes on a leadoff walk to start off the bottom of the second inning. And now Gavin Contasello comes to the plate. He'll bat from the left.
That's a play for the Hyde. First baseman, number 25, Gavin Contasello.
Infield at double play depth. Outfield shading to the right. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Count is 0-1. Condicello batting 107 on the year. Pitch misses outside. Rosario in his second start of the year. The pitch. Drilled towards left center field. Center fielder Newell going back. He's not going to get to it. It'll roll all the way to the wall. Martin rounding third. He'll head home, no throw, and the Rawhide lead 1-0. Perfectly placed ball for Gavin Contasello as he picks up his first RBI of the season, driving in David Martin from first. Now here's Ronnie Polanco. Batting 267 on the year, nobody out. And Contasello, the runner on second again. His line drive to left center was placed perfectly in the left center field gap. And Martin able to see it directly in front of him. He knew it was going to land. And he was able to keep going all the way home to score the first run of the game. Polanco waves and misses at the first pitch. So it's an 0-1 count. Rosario sets and delivers a pitch that he swings at again. We've seen it a few times from Polanco where he waves at the outside pitches that are moving away from him. 0-2 count. The pitch. Chopped foul, third base side. Rosario sets and delivers. And Polanco waves and misses on a pitch in the dirt. Strike 3. That is the first out of the inning. One away for Juan Corniel coming to the plate. Corniel, a switch hitter for the Rawhides, who will bat from the left against the right-handed pitcher. Runner on second, still Contasello.
Batter, shortstop, Juan Corniel.
The pitch. A strike, high outside corner. In Rosario's first and only start, he allowed 2 unearned runs on 3 hits with 6 strikeouts and no walks over 5 innings in a no decision. The pitch tries to hold up, but Corniel does go around on a pitch low and inside. No balls, 2 strikes. 0-2. Low in the dirt, ball one. Conticello stays right there by second base. The ball stayed close enough to home. One of those situations where if Conticello was on first, it probably would have been okay to take off for second, but in this scenario, a closer throw to third, there's no point in taking that risk. One ball, two strikes, one out. Pitch to Corniel, misses high and outside. Count is even. Corniel batting 133 on the year. He has three RBI and one double. That double walked it off in game two of this series, giving the Rawhide their first win of the year. The pitch misses low and inside. Ball four. Nope, ball three. Now the home plate umpire, Andrew Schrock, is saying, hey, that wasn't ball four. He says that after Corniel took all of his gear off and went all the way to first base. So we did have the count right on the video board and on the score bug if you're watching on MLB TV. Just took a little while for Corniel to come back. Again, Andrew Schrock, the home plate umpire, let him get all of his gear off and go all the way to first base before he brought him back. So now it's a full count. The catcher, Lorenzo, had to tell him, hey, wasn't that ball three? All right, the 3-2 is swung on and missed. Strike three, Corniel goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. That's back-to-back Ks for Rosario and his third through two innings. Alvin Guzman bats from the right side. He's batting 250 on the year for the Rawhide. Runner on second is still Conticello. Pitch to Guzman. A strike on the high outside corner. You know, I'm sorry. 0-1. Guzman waves and misses at a pitch in the dirt. 0-2 count. O-2 misses high, ball one. Guzman, the right fielder today. He's played every outfield position so far this year. In just seven games, the pitch is low in the dirt. Ball two. Lorenzo, the catcher, putting in some work behind the plate. A lot of balls in the dirt thrown by Rosario. Two two, tries to check his swing on a pitch in the dirt. He does go around. Strike three. Rosario strikes out the side, but not before the Rawhide score. It's 1-0 going into the third. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro with indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Child care is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Every Saturday, as U.S. Army Recruiting brings the team of the game to Valley Tron Ballpark. Tonight's team of the game, Tulare Union High School football team. To nominate your high school team for tickets to a Saturday Rawhide game, thanks to all U.S. Army Recruiting. Visit their booth near the Comfort Balance Team Store or visit the Rawhide Guest Services near Left Field Concession. For more, let's send it to Joe.
All right, we got Sergeant Watson here. He's doing the push-ups. He's here representing U.S. Army recruiting, seeing if he can outlast all these kids and fans over here. Oh, no, looks like he's stopping. I don't know. We got some kids that are still going. Any kid that beats Sergeant Watson is going to get four free tickets, courtesy Marcus Hacklett. All right. I see some popping. Hey, we're going to keep this going throughout this next inning. Be sure to check in over here at Autograph Valley, thanks to Valley Children's Healthcare. Thank you to U.S. Army Recruiting for this event.
Down for the third inning for the Quakes. Shortstop 1-0.
Welcome back. Line drive into left field over the leaping third baseman Polanco. It's Jose Azara who leads it off with a single to start off the top of the third inning. Runner on first. Nobody out for the top of the order. Doncon batting from the right side. He walked in his first at-bat. The pitch is swung on, a high fly ball to deep right center field. Guzman goes back and makes the catch in front of the warning track next to the barn for the first out of the inning. Azara retreats back to first base. Chris Newell. Newell grounds it out to second. Slow ground ball to the second baseman, Pena. Flips to second for one. On to first in time. A 4-6-3 inning ending double play. Rawhide still lead 1-0 going into the bottom of the third. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
On his first All-American Saturday, we ask the special groups in attendance. I'd like to take a moment to welcome the Valley Strong Ballpark. Budweiser brings you opening week all season long. Budweiser brings you the action from the Budweiser Red Zone. Budweiser, the king of beers in the Budweiser Red Zone tonight, is Jim. Members from Lifestyle Center. All right, let's send it to Joe. He's got the microphone. Joe, take it away.
All right, next also here in the Equity Group Saloon, we got Jim Staff from the Lifestyle Center. Give it up for them. Give it up for them. We got celebrating his 9th birthday at the famous fan dugout. It's Lucas. Give it up for Lucas. Happy birthday to Lucas. We also got Tulare County Federal Credit Union here in the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. Welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark. We also want to give a shout-out to Rochelle Lopez, family and friends there in the Korea Health Grandstands. Also, too, big, big shout-out in the CSDA pasture to our community organization of the game, the CCGI Flames. To these and all groups in attendance, welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark.
Rawhide lead 1-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Donier Sanabria batting from the left side. He's the number 9 batter today. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Sanabria batting 200 on the year. Pitch from Rosario was fouled off. One ball, two strikes. Rawhide scored their first run of the game back in the second inning, an RBI double by Contasello that drove in Martin from first after he walked. 1-2. Low in the dirt and inside. Sanabria is the left fielder today for the Rawhide, although We've seen him play first base as well this year. 2-2, fouled off out of play. A lot more shadows covering the field now. There's just that pillar of sunshine going from first base to left field. For those of you who know Valley Strong Ballpark or have listened to this broadcast quite a few times, you'll know why it's that pillar of sunshine that's between the Hall of Fame Club and the first base grandstands. Two hopper to the second baseman, Doncone. And Sanabria is retired for the first out of the third.
Heading to the plate is second baseman, Manuel Pena.
Top of the order, Manuel Pena at the plate. He attempted to bunt for a base hit in the first inning. Went right back to the pitcher, Rosario, and he is retired. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Oh, 1. Swung on and missed strike two. Infield shading to the right against Pena. Rosario delivers a pitch that is high. Pena is ranked the 21st top prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, according to Baseball America. The pitch misses low and inside, ball two. It hit the dirt as Pena scrambled out of the way. Pena joined the Rawhide last year in July from the Arizona Complex League at just 18 years old. The pitch swung on, a hard one hopper to the shortstop, Azara. He's able to handle it and throw to first base in time. It took a hard high hop, looked like it would be right around the knee level, ended up coming all the way up to his belly button, but he was able to handle it for the second out of the inning. And here is Drew Jones batting from the right side. He's the third top prospect in the D-backs org. The pitch coming high and inside, ball one. He struck out swinging in his first at bat today. 1-0, low and outside, ball two. Rosario just over 40 pitches, and Jones fouls that one off into the netting along the first base side. The infield is shifting up the middle against Jones. The pitch. There's a strike on the inside corner. So you can see the middle infielders there from that angle, but then the corner infielders are both well off the line. As you can see, JT zooming out now. There they are. That pitch misses outside. Ball three. And then the outfield is shading to the right side. Huge gap in left field. The 3-2. Hard ground ball to the third baseman. He bobbles it for a second. Picks it up. The throw to first. Still beats Jones to end the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Rosario, but the Rawhide still lead by one. We're going into the fourth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Bar and Grill. Get $5 on purchases of $30 or more. Excluding alcohol. Stack Bar and Grill. A ground crew has been provided. Polo is prepared by Calipero. Your local source for all your embroidery, printing, and promotional product needs. Visit Calipero.net or give them a call at Top half of the fourth inning, batting for the Quakes, third baseman, Kyle Nevin.
Kyle Nevin leads it off for the Quakes in the top of the fourth inning. Rawhide lead 1-0. Ricardo Yon back on the mound for his fourth inning of work. Right versus right matchup. Yon delivers a strike at the knees. Nevin enters the game batting 483. No shift in the infield against him. Outfield shading to the right. Tries to check his swing on a low outside pitch, but he does go around, according to Andrew Schrock. His 483 batting average is good enough for third in the California League. 0-2. Slow ground ball. Third baseman Polanco comes in, but it's Corniel who picks it up. The throw to first is not in time. Nevin able to beat out the infield single.
The catcher, Aaron Lorenzo.
It was a slow hit ball. I thought Polanco was going to be the one to cut off the ball and make the throw. He's the one that had his momentum going towards first base. But Corniel called him off, and it was a bang-bang play, but Nevin definitely safe. Deep fly ball. Right center field, Lorenzo, a two-run blast, makes it a 2-1 ball game, and the Quakes take the lead. That ball got out of here in a hurry, hit to the left of the barn in right center field. Lorenzo with his third home run of the year and picks up RBI 5 and 6 of the season. I mean, just from the sound of the bat, you knew that ball was going a long way. Nobody out. Base is empty now. The pitch to Galiz misses outside. Ball one. Galiz struck out swinging in his first at-bat. The pitch. There's a strike. Yon at 42 pitches this evening. He kicks. Ground ball foul, first base side towards the Quakes dugout. The pitch. Fouled off into the netting, first base side again. No more sunlight on the playing surface. Still a very light sky, but the lights are on at Valley Strong Ballpark. One, two. Lined into left field. Galiz rounds first hard, but Sanabria gets it in to hold him to a single. That's three consecutive hits given up by Yon in this inning.
Now battling right fielder Juan Alonso.
That'll bring out Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Here's how the inning has gone so far. Kyle Nevin beat out an infield single to the shortstop Corniel. The next pitch, Lorenzo drilled over the right center field wall, and then Galiz just singled into left field. Runner on first, nobody out in the top of the fourth inning, and the Quakes lead 2-1.
Alonso the batter for the Quakes.
Juan Alonso, the right fielder at the plate. He was hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Yon kicks. The pitch misses low and outside, ball one. One oh, strike on the inside corner. A Alonzo enters the game batting 133 on the year. Jan checks the runner on first. Now delivers a pitch that misses outside. Infield at double play depth. The runner on first to Galiz is not a threat to steal. 2-1. Fouled off. Count is even at 2-2. Yon, long hold. 2-2. Cold, strike three, outside corner. Alonzo strikes out for the first out of the fourth. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria.
Now batting long fielder, Jorge Puerta.
Jorge Puerta bats from the right. He was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat as well. One down, runner on first. First pitch misses just high. Infield still at double play depth. And a slight shift to the right. Outfield also shading to the right. 1-0. It's actually a pickoff attempt at first base, I beg your pardon. And Galiz back safely diving. One oh is a strike on the inside corner. Series is tied up at 2. Rawhide defeated the Quakes 8-2 yesterday. The winner of today's game guarantees at least a split as that pitch is a strike. A beautiful breaking ball from Jan. One ball, two strikes, one out, runner on first. The pitch from Jan. Line down the left field side. A fair ball. Sanabria picks it up. The throw to third is not in time. It's cut off. The throw to second, not in time. A double for Puerta. Plays perfectly down the left field line. It looked like it might be hooking foul, but it lands at about 3 feet in fair territory. Galiz ran from first to third, and Puerta is standing on second with a double. Two runners in scoring position now for the Quakes, and one down with Dayton Dooney batting from the right side. Dooney struck out looking in his first at-bat against Jan. The pitch misses low and outside. The first baseman, Contesello, is in and off the line. He's about a step behind the infield grass. The middle infielders are back. Blanco playing maybe a step in than you normally would at third. The pitch fouled over the Hall of Fame Club into North Gidding Street. One-one. Fouled off into the netting. There is a left-handed pitcher warming in the pen for the Rawhide now. Infield is coming in now. The middle infielders are even with the base paths. 1-2. Fouled off, out of play again, first base side. One ball, two strikes still. The runner on third is Galiz, and on second, Puerta. Jan kicks. Swung on and missed. Strike three. It was a breaking ball that got Dooney. Second out of the inning, a huge and much-needed strikeout for Yon. Two away, still two runners in scoring position, but the infield will go back now. And Jose Azara, number nine batter and shortstop, comes to the plate. He had the first hit of the day for the Quakes, though, off of Yon. First pitch to him misses outside and was actually off that breaking ball. We've seen a few hits, three to be exact, that kind of looped into left field. The pitch, fastball down the middle. Quakes lead 2-1. One. Low. Martin able to keep the ball near home plate. It looked like he crossed up on that pitch. Martin and Yon having a quick conversation in front of the mound. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Two runners in scoring position. Azara looking for his second hit of the day. The 2-1. There's a strike, low outside corner again. Two, two. High and inside, some shin music as Azara leans out of the way. He's able to get out of the way in time, but full count. Two down. First base is open. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Azara waves at the breaking ball to finish the inning, but not before the Quakes score two and take the lead thanks to a two-run blast by Lorenzo, his third of the year. Quakes lead 2-1 going into the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
And the Tugo Determined each and every Thursday night, even when the Rawhide are on the road. Santa Cal backers to organize the Major League in Cornhole are in the Toyota Turn tonight, putting on Cornhole training camp. For more, let's send it to Joe.
That's right, folks. If you head on over to the Toyota Terrace and the Valley Children's Healthcare Kids Corral, you can get a free lesson on Cornhole. You can learn more about the Major League of Cornhole presented by Michelob Ultra and Bueno Beverage Company. You can get some tips, tricks, and tutorials so you can play cornhole, or you can just go and play a casual game during tonight's game. That's what I want to do because these speakers are driving me insane. All right. Just so you know, again, it's all going on there in the Toyota Terrace. Toyota, let's go places. Bottom half of the fourth inning for the Rawhide at the plate. Designated hitter, Andrew Pintar.
The designated hitter, Andrew Pintar, leads it off for the Rawhide. He takes a strike on the high inside corner. It's the bottom of the fourth inning. Rawhide now trail 2-1. The pitch. Deep fly ball to center field. Newell going back, still going back. He reaches up. He can't get to it. Pintar rounding second. He's looking for three, but he will stop there. A lead-off double for the designated hitter, and that is his first extra base hit of his professional career. Runner in scoring position for the Rawhide as David Martin comes to the plate. Newell, so close. He just barely missed that ball in center field, as you can see if you're watching with us. Pintar able to cruise into second easily. First pitch to Martin. Misses high and outside. A called strike on the outside corner. Rosario delivers. The pitch is swung on, looping down the left field side. It'll land for a base hit. Huerta gets it into hold Pintar at third. But Pintar able to look at it, to watch the ball as it landed in left field. It might have held up long enough for Puerta to make an attempt, but he elected to not leave his feet. And that's a back-to-back base hits for the Rawhide. Runners on the corners, and Gavin Contasello coming to the plate. He drove in the first run of the game for the Rawhide. 2-1 ball game. The pitch. Called strike low outside corner. Contasello had the RBI double in the second inning that drove in Martin from first. The tying run for the Rawhide just 90 feet away. It's Andrew Pintar. The pitch. Misses low. David Martin, the go-ahead run. He's on third. Rosario. Nearing the 55 pitch mark. He sets and kicks. Called strike inside corner. Count is 1-2. One-two to Contasello. Swung on and missed strike three. He goes down for the first out of the fourth inning. Brings up the third baseman, Ronnie Polanco. He struck out in his first at-bat against Rosario.
At the plate is third baseman, Ronnie Polanco.
Still runners in the corners, one away. The pitch misses low, ball one. Blanco enters the game batting .267. He has two RBI on the year. He actually drove in the first run of the year for the Rawhide. The pitch. A strike. 1-1. Rosario kicks. Blanco swings and misses at the outside pitch. 1-2 count. This will be the 60th pitch of the evening for Rosario. Here it is. It's waved at and missed. Strike three in the dirt, and Martin takes off for second, but Polanco is out. Two down. Back-to-back K's for Rosario.
Heading through the plate. He's a nice hitter now. Gregor, double batter.
Two down. Two runners in scoring position as Martin takes off on the wild pitch. And Corniel at the plate. Rawhide trying to capitalize off the leadoff double hit by Pintar. Pitch to Corniel, a strike. Infield shifting to the right, outfield to the left. Another strike outside corner. Corniel down 0-2. Rosario, glove at the chest. 0-2. Line towards left field, but the left fielder, Puerta, comes in, and he makes the catch to end the inning. The Rawhide could not capitalize off the leadoff double by Pintar, and they still trail by one going into the fifth inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Real thing. 0% alcohol. Full Budweiser flavor. Budweiser Zero. Zero compromise.
Your friends at Budweiser only remind you, if you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Responsibility has its rewards. Pledge to be a responsible fan and decide to ride. Now pitching for the high, number 12, the aim for Perdomo.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. It's the top of the fifth inning. And Yifer Perdomo, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. He'll face the leadoff batter, Ryan Doncon. First pitch from the southpaw. Misses high ball one. Again, he's in relief for Ricardo Yon. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-2. Beg your pardon, 1-1. Got ahead of myself there. Swung on, pop fly, shallow left center field. Sanabria comes in and makes the catch. One away. Brings up the center fielder, Chris Newell, who has hit two ground balls to second base. First pitch to Newell, misses low. Ricardo Yon is in line for the loss. Southpaw delivers a pitch that misses very inside. Yon threw four innings, gave up two earned runs off of five hits, but the one hit that made it two runs was the two-run blast by Lorenzo. In his four innings, he walked one while striking out seven. That's a huge improvement from the last game. Pitch to Newell is a strike. Remember in the last game, Yon walked six batters through three innings. This one only one through four, although he did hit two batters. The pitch misses low, ball three. Perdomo, this is his third season with the Rawhide. He spent all of 2022 here and ended the year in 2021 in Visalia after being traded from the Toronto Blue Jays. 3-1. Swung on and missed, strike two. Perdomo was a starter in 2021 and started off the year starting last season, then transitioned into the bullpen. And that's where he starts this year. 3-2. High ball four. Newell draws a one-out walk as Kyle Nevin steps to the plate. Nevin is one for two today. 7:38 local time here in Visalia. We've been playing for an hour and 5 minutes. And it's the top of the fifth inning. The Quakes lead 2-1. Rahai did score first in the second inning. An RBI double by Conticello, but then Tyrone Lorenzo hits a two-run blast in the top of the fourth. That's how it's 2-1. First pitch misses inside. He tries to check his swing, and Jabril Jeter Abdullah on the bases says he did not go around. I think that was the right call. It looks like he did hold it. Infield at double play depth, the 1-0, a strike. Perdomo. Throw over to first base is not in time. Perdomo is 21 years old, originally from Venezuela. The pitch swung on and missed. Count is 1-2. Perdomo, no wins or losses, has a 4.91 ERA through two appearances. This is his third. Does have one blown save opportunity. The pitch. Pop fly, right field. Usman giving chase, and he makes the catch in right along the wall in fair territory, not in foul territory. It looked like it was going to land in the pasture, but stayed fair, and Guzman able to make the play, as you can see right there. The runner on first, Newell, stays there at first. And Lorenzo at the plate. Remember, he had the two-run blast in the last inning. He swings at the first pitch, drilled into left field. Two-out base hit for the catcher. Puts runners on first and second. Sanabria throws it to third to hold Newell at second.
Heading towards the plate is designated hitter here. Jesus Galiz.
Jesus Galiz batting from the right side. He has struck out and singled today. Two down, runners on first and second. First pitch to him is a strike on the inside corner. Perdomo through 3 2/3 innings. Has given up two earned runs off of four hits. Walked a batter while striking out nine. Opponents are batting .267 against him this season. The pitch is fouled off. O2. Bounces in the dirt. Martin able to block it, but the runner still goes to third. It was Newell who took off. That ball bounced well in front of home plate. A good job by Martin to be able to still body it up. Newell standing on third because of the wild pitch. Lorenzo stayed at first base, so runners on the corners. One ball, two strikes. Perdomo, glove at the belt. He kicks. Fouled off behind the first base grandstands towards North Gidding Street. One, two again. Low in the dirt. another nice stop by Martin. Both catchers so far today have taken quite a beating behind the plate. A lot of balls in the dirt so far. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. 2-1 ball game. Top of the fifth. The Quakes lead and are threatening. Pitch from Perdomo. Grounded foul, third base side. Still 2-2, waiting for Corniel to come back to the shortstop spot as he had to go pick up the foul ball. Perdomo checks the runner on first, sets the pitch. He got him swinging. Caliz goes down swinging for the final out of the fifth. The Quakes strand runners on the corners, and the Rawhide still trail 2-1. We're halfway through this game. And you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. Bottom of the fifth inning. Rawhide trail 2-1, and Alvin Guzman coming to the plate batting from the right side.
Right fielder Alvin Guzman.
First pitch, he fouls it off behind home plate. Jason Cabrera, the new pitcher on the mound for German Rosario. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. Pitch misses high. Count is 1-1. Popped up. shallow right field. Second baseman Don Cohn going out, backpedals, and makes the catch. The right fielder Alonzo had a really late break to it. But no harm, no foul. One down. Nobody on for Donier Sanabria.
Glove fielder, Donier Sanabria.
Rosario only gave up one earned run off of three hits and a walk while striking out six in four innings, but he is not in line for the win as he did not complete five innings of work. 1-0 to Sanabria. Tapped foul, first base side. Cabrera, right-handed pitcher. Sanabria waves at a high fastball. Cabrera, 1-0 on the year with a 4.50 ERA. This is his third appearance of the season. The pitch coming inside, ball two. Pitch to Sanabria, swung on and missed strike three. He goes down for the second out of the inning. Brings the top of the order, Manuel Pena, to the plate. First pitch swinging. Slow bouncing ball to the second baseman, Don Cohn. Throws to first, and it's a quick 1-2-3 inning of relief for Jason Cabrera. The Quakes still lead 2-1 as we go into the sixth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
You don't want to have to be lucky to have a special deal on the back of your Rawhide ticket. Take a peek at the back of the ticket for a special offer like one from Eagle Mountain Casino. Rawhide fans get $20 bonus cash when they join the Summit Club at Eagle Mountain Casino. Still the people's casino. Must be 21 years of age or older to enter the casino. Prizes from tonight's lucky number scorecard include one from Medium Ice Cream from Howie Roll Ice Cream. Still haven't rolled by? And visit their downtown by city location on Church Street. Howie Roll Ice Cream, fresh hand roll ice cream is Howie Roll. Here comes our first lucky number scorecard winners. Howie Roll Ice Cream, lucky number 1326. By City Hyundai, 1415. Centennial Barbershop, 1428. How about Farmers Insurance Agent Daniel Griffith, 18869. That's 18869. Ticket Smarter, 1777. And Dana Brothers Hot Dogs, 1625 is the winning number. And to the general store to claim your prize, we got more lucky numbers to be announced later on in tonight's game. Right fielder Juan Alonso.
Top of the sixth inning, Juan Alonso leads it off for the Quakes. They lead 2-1. Yoifer Perdomo back on the mound. First pitch just misses a little inside. Perdomo walked a batter and gave up a single in the last inning. He sets and kicks. Lined into left field, a leadoff base hit for Alonzo. Sanabria gets it in to hold him to a single, although he takes a very hard turn around first. Brings up the left fielder Jorge Puerta, who has been hit by a pitch and also doubled today. Perdomo checks the runner. Alonzo about a 2.5 step lead off of first base. The pitch is fouled off by Puerta. Puerta enters the game batting 250 on the season. This is game 8 of the 2023 season. We have 124 more to go. Sounds like a lot, but it goes by quickly. The 0-1 misses high. Perdomo delivers. The pitch is drilled towards left center. Jones going back. He's watching it go off the video board in left center field. Second home run of the night for the Quakes. It makes it a 4-1 ball game in the top of the sixth inning. Jorge Puerto with his first home run of the year.
First base run, Dayton Dooney.
Here's Dayton Dooney batting from the right side. Still nobody out.
It's another thing to be doing that.
Dooney batting .217. He has struck out twice today. He swings and misses at a high fastball. No shift in the infield or the outfield. The pitch misses in. Southpaw kicks. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Perdomo, glove at the ear, brings it to his belt. Back to his ear as he kicks. Fouled off. Top of the sixth inning, the Quakes lead 4-1 now. Quakes have 8 hits this evening while the Rawhide have 3. The pitch waved at. Dooney goes down swinging for the third time this evening. And that is the second strikeout of the day for Perdomo. And strikeout number 9 for the Rawhide pitching staff. It's another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria in Crust We Trust. Rawhide are 1 strikeout away from double digits again. The pitch is a strike to the number 9 batter, Jose Azara. The last 5 games, the Rawhide pitching staff have combined for 10 or more strikeouts. The most they had was 20 on Wednesday. Pitch misses outside. There's the bullpen. No one warming just yet. 1-1 from Perdomo. Misses outside. Perdomo just over 30 pitches now. Still quite a few pitchers available in the pen today. They only used 3, Mario Saul and Mabry. Pitch is high and inside. Azara checks his swing and does not go, according to Jeter Abdullah. Three balls, 1 strike. Hitters count for the shortstop. Make it 3-2. We don't have the radar gun working just yet. In fact, the right field scoreboard has not been working for whatever reason this opening series. But once that's up, hopefully we'll have the radar gun back. The pitch is fouled off. I'd love to see how fast Perdomo is throwing. Last year, he kind of topped out around 93, and they were hoping that, at least he told me, that he was hoping that his velocity would go up when he transitioned to the bullpen. Less pitches means he might be able to throw a little bit harder as that pitch misses inside ball 4. Martin thought it was strike three. He was ready to throw it around the bases. Instead, Azara will trot to first base. One away, runner on for the top of the order, Ryan Doncon. And here comes D. Gardner. And that will be the day for Yifer Perdomo. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. They will inherit a runner on first and one out in the sixth inning with the Quakes leading 4-1. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Attention, please. Now pitching for the Rawhide, number 27, Exo Laguiza. By the way, fans, April 15 marks Jackie Robinson's historic MLB debut. Robinson Courage plays trail for all of America. Don called the batter for the Quakes.
Axel Andueza, the new pitcher on the mound in relief for Yifer Perdomo. He inherits Azara as the runner on first. First pitch to the leadoff batter, Doncon, is a strike. 4-1 ball game in the sixth inning. Rancho leads. The pitch. Line down the left field side, but a foul ball. Doncon today has doubled and flied out to right and left. Andueza, the new pitcher, he's the third pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide staff. The pitch. Slow ground ball to the shortstop. Corniel has it. On to second, to first. 6-4-3 inning ending double play. But the Quakes still lead 4-1 as we go into the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
All right, we got a bunch of mascots out there. They're all part of Tipper's Kids Club. Tipper's super pumped because tomorrow is Tipper's birthday. Starting at 10:30, come on out and join the party. We're going to get going with all of his mascot friends, kind of like what we have out there. All right, are all of our mascots ready? Are they set? Go! Oh, Timber's going! Timber's always cheating. You're supposed to cheat only on your birthday, buddy. It's all good. Oh, now Timber's losing already. We got somebody with a cape here coming. All about the bacon. We got the bacon. Oh, here we go. Oh, we got the cape. Cape's going to be the winner. We got the cape. Followed by the bacon. Followed by Timber. Followed by the orange and the rest of all these mascots. Again, join us tomorrow. Timber's birthday party here at Valley Strong Ballpark.
bat for the sixth inning. The batter for the Hines, center fielder Drew Jones.
Jones leads it off for the Rawhide. First pitch from Cabrera. Misses outside, ball one. Jones has struck out and grounds it out to third today. The pitch. Tries to check his swing. He does go around, according to Jabril Jeter Abdullah on first base.
Walk around before you kick the mat.
The pitch. Misses outside. Cabrera came in and pitched a 1-2-3 fifth inning. Jones waves at a high fastball. Cabrera, 6'2", signed as an international free agent in 2017. This is his first year in the Cal League. Here's the pitch. Fouled off into the netting, but hits a pole behind home plate. Bellstrong Ballpark has been around for quite some time. Up until the 2021 season, it was known as Recreation Park. So a lot of older features, including all of the poles that are in front of us. Here's the pitch. Hard ground ball. First baseman Dooney can't make the play. And Drew Jones has a leadoff base hit to start off the sixth inning. Hard ground ball hit to Dooney's right, and he just couldn't move his feet to make the play. So Jones standing on first. Nobody out as the designated hitter, Pintar, comes to the plate. He doubled in his last at-bat. The pitch. Off speed in there for a strike. And this ballpark has been here for quite some time. Before it was a baseball stadium. There's actually horse races here, I think. Also some football games here occasionally. The pitch misses outside. We have had professional baseball in Visalia for over 76 years. And the reason why I want to be so specific about that is because today with Jackie Robinson Day, it's been 76 years since the color barrier has been broken as that pitch is a strike. So again, to put that into perspective of how recent this was, it's not ancient history that black people were finally allowed to play in Major League Baseball. We have had professional baseball here in Visalia longer than the color barrier was broken. The pitch is popped up, first base side, foul territory. It's the first baseman, Dooney, who makes the play. The first out of the inning. David Martin coming to the plate, one away and a runner on first.
Heading to the plate is a catcher, David Martin.
David Martin has walked and singled today. Runner on first is still Jones. Rawhide trail 4-1. What's great about Jackie Robinson Day is an opportunity to talk more about his legacy and how he fought for civil rights as well as fighting for inclusivity in baseball. And around baseball, we see people from all different backgrounds, socioeconomic backgrounds, cultural backgrounds, and just from different countries as well. Last year, the Rawhide was a very international team. At one point, we only had 6 players who were from the United States. Everyone else was from other countries. This year, we have players from Canada, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, Aruba, and one of our coaches is from Puerto Rico. And then Tyler Mark, our pitching coach, he was born in the L.A. area, but his family is originally from Panama. The Diamondbacks do a lot of scouting in Latin America and really international scouting as a whole. 1-0 count to David Martin. Here's the pitch. Lined into right field, a base hit. Jones rounding second. He's heading for third. The right fielder Alonso now picks it up, and Jones will be held at third. Martin standing on first. And Martin has 2 hits today. He did not have a hit entering today's ball game. He now has 2. And there are runners on the corners for the Rawhide. With 1 away as Gavin Conticello steps to the plate. Rawhide have only scored one run thus far, and it came off the bat of Conticello. Cabrera kicks. Fly ball, right field. Alonzo underneath it makes the catch. Jones is going to tag. The throw is offline and not in time. Jones scores the second run of the game for the Rawhide. 4-2 ball game. A sacrifice fly out hit by Gavin Conticello.
Heading to the plate is the third baseman, Ronnie Valenko.
Martin stays at first base. 4-2 ball game in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Ronnie Polanco batting from the right. He has struck out twice today. Takes a strike on the inside corner. Infield shading to the left. The pitch. Misses low. Martin takes off when he sees that, and he's standing on second base. I don't think he was off on the pitch, but he might have been, just based on how close to second he was by the time the throw was made. You can see it was in the dirt, and it stayed right by the catcher, Aranzo, but Martin was off, and he's safe. Just like that, a runner in scoring position for the Rawhide. It is a wild pitch. And that's how Martin's standing on second. 0-1. Misses high. Gets by the catcher. Martin thinks about going to third, but he thinks better and goes back to second. So I beg your pardon, it's now actually a 2-1 count. So the reason why Martin didn't go, our backstop is so close to home plate. I mentioned how old this ballpark is. It is not. If we ever had a new ballpark built, we would not be able to be this close to home plate. It's not regulation. So because of that, sometimes when a ball gets by the catcher, you should not try to advance 90 feet. Polanco takes the ball high. Count is 3-1. Hitter's count for the third baseman. He checked his swing successfully on that last pitch. 3-1 is fouled off, and it hits the catcher. Full count. Two down and a runner on second. Payoff pitch. Strike three. Polanco goes down looking to end the inning. As there was some confusion around the Quakes, they thought it was only the second out, but no, it was the third and final out of the inning. But the Rawhide get another run, a sacrifice fly hit by Gavin Conticello, scores Drew Jones. Rawhide trail by two as we head into the seventh. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Thanks a lot, Brian. We want to give a special happy anniversary to AJ and Francine Bejarano. And I probably messed that name up, so I apologize. But I have right here next to me my beautiful fiance, and we're going to get the kiss cam going.
top of the knee. Seventh inning, the batter, center fielder, Chris Newell.
Chris Newell batting from the left side. He takes ball one high from Axel Andueza. Andueza came in relief for Yeifer Perdomo to get the final two outs. He only faced one batter. Had an inning-ending double play. Third pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. So the prior two pitchers, Yon and Perdomo, they both gave up a two-run blast. That's how it's a 4-2 ball game. Lined into right field, a base hit. Guzman cutting it off before it hits the wall. He's spinning and throws to second. And a great job to hold Newell to a single. Very long single.
At the plate, it is third baseman, Kyle Nevin.
Kyle Nevin steps to the plate, batting from the right. He has struck out, had an infield single, and also flied out to right. Andueza delivers a pitch that misses low in the dirt. Andueza was originally signed as a catcher by the Diamondbacks. Then last year, he transitioned to pitching. Right-hander sets. Pickoff attempt at first base. Newell back safely diving. Andueza, this is his fourth appearance out of the pen. He enters today with a 16.88 ERA. He's thrown 2 2/3 innings, giving up 5 earned runs off of 5 hits. He's hit a batter, walked 3 while striking out 2. The pitch, deep fly ball, right field line, hooking. Foul, but Guzman, did he make the catch? I don't think he did. I'm sorry, the angle from the booth, I can't see into the right field corner. It looks like he did not make the catch as he's now picking it up and throwing it into the stands. And I think that he might have slammed into the wall on that. So the athletic trainer for the Rawhide, Connor Oates, is out to check in on him. Again, I beg your pardon, that's the area of the ballpark that I can't see. So he tried to make the catch along the wall. He couldn't, and then slammed into it. You can see right there. That's my angle. Right there. That's what I can see. So right there is the CSDA pasture, and that's where it juts out. And there's the right field line and wall that Guzman slammed into. He says he's okay as Connor, the athletic trainer, trots back to the Rawhide dugout on the third base side. A packed house here at Valley Strong Ballpark, as you're able to see on the angle from the CSDA pasture. It's because it's our first fireworks night of the 2023 season, presented by Bueno Beverage and Budweiser. All of opening week is presented by Budweiser. And today, All-American Saturday, every single Saturday, is presented by Budweiser and Bueno Beverage Company. The pitch misses low in the dirt. So it's a 1-1 count to Nevin, who's still at the plate with Newell, the runner on first. All American Saturdays, if you are a veteran or in the military or in the reserves, you can have a discounted ticket at the ticket office. Here's the pitch. Runner takes off. It's low in the dirt. The throw to second is not in time. He is safe. Newell cruises in with his fourth stolen base of the season. He is perfect in attempts, 4 for 4. So again, All-American Saturdays, there's a discounted ticket package for all veterans and members of the military. There's also discounted beer prices. The pitch misses low, ball 4. Nevin draws a walk to make it runners on first and second and nobody out. Now, that beer discount, you do not need to be a veteran or in the military to get that discount. It's half off all Bueno Beverage Company beers. That's Budweiser, Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, and Estrella Jalisco. I think that's all the four beers that we have here on draft for them. Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, out to have a conversation with the entire infield. Every Rawhide Mound visit is presented by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters.
After point is the catcher, Aaron Lorenzo.
Tyrone Lorenzo now batting from the left side. Runners on first and second and nobody out. A 4-2 ball game. First pitch is low in the dirt. Ball one. Today, Lorenzo has struck out, hit a two-run blast, and also has singled. His two-run homer was his third of the year as he takes the ball two inside. That home run at the time made it a 2-1 ball game. Since then, another home run was hit. That one by Jorge Puerta. And the Rawhide answered back in the last half inning, but it's a 4-2 ball game. The Quakes lead. And Dueza steps off. And Dueza, 6 feet tall, 175 pounds, originally from Venezuela. Was signed as an international free agent in 2016. The pitch misses inside. Gets by Martin. Everyone advances 90 feet. That takes away the potential double play ground ball. Runners on second and third. Nobody out in the seventh inning still. The Rawhide are currently 2-5 on the year. But they do not have the worst record in the league, as they are tied with Stockton at 2-5, but also Inland Empire is 1-5 on the year, as Lorenzo will take first base. Bases are full now. Four pitch walk to Lorenzo makes it bases full and nobody out in the top of the seventh inning, as Jesus Galiz bats from the right side. The pitch popped up out of play, and there's the Quake faithful who traveled from Rancho Cucamonga for tonight's game. Looking at the scores around the league, San Jose trails in Modesto 7-2 in the eighth inning. The pitch misses low in the dirt, ball one. Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire are tied up at 2 in the eighth inning. And Stockton trails Fresno 5-0 in the sixth. One misses, gets by the catcher Martin, but the runners will stay where they are, knowing how close that backstop is. Runner on third is Newell. On second, Nevin, and on first, Lorenzo. Newell had the single into right, then Nevin and Lorenzo both walked. And Dueza sets. Here's the pitch. Foul tipped into the glove of Martin. Count is 2-2. Ball is thrown over the head of Andueza, but no one moves, and David Martin now having a conversation with the umpire, Andrew Schrock, saying, hey, that was a foul ball, so it should have been a dead ball anyway. And I think he's right, but either way, no one actually tried to advance, and there wasn't any confusion. You could see immediately David Martin stood up, say, hey, it was a dead ball, it's okay. The pitch, line towards center field. Jones going back, he'll make the catch. Should be enough to score a run as the throw goes to the shortstop, Corniel, and it's a 5-2 ball game. Newell scores easily. Nevin took off for third, and Lorenzo stays at first base. That is the first out of the inning, a sac fly hit by Galiz.
Right fielder, 1-1 zone.
Alonzo stepping to the plate. He has singled and been hit by a pitch and has struck out today. Runners in the corners for the Quakes. One down. 5-2 ball game in the seventh inning. The pitch. Low in the dirt. No shift in the outfield. Infield is in slightly. The pitch is fouled off. They're even with the base path, maybe a step behind. Still able to turn a double play if needed. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely standing up. Everyone stays where they are. And Dueza nearing 25 pitches now. The pitch. Hard ground ball threw into left field. Nevin scores. 6-2 ball game. Lorenzo moves up to second, and Alonzo standing on first with an RBI single.
Now batting is left fielder Jorge Puerta.
Jorge Puerta bats from the right. In his last at-bat, he had the two-run blast off of the Eifer Perdomo, and that made it the 4-1 ball game. Right now it is 6-2, and here comes D. Garner, the manager for the Rawhide. That will be the day for Andueza. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, it looks like it'll be Eric Mendez. No, Miguel Gill will be on the mound for the Rawhide. He will inherit runners on first and second, and with one out, in the top of the seventh inning and the Rawhide trailing 6-2, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Change of lane for the Rawhide now pitching. Number 18, and again, Peter. Westcom Pest Control has to protect the customer homes and businesses of pests. Termites and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom. Bye-bye. Bugs. Relates calls to the bullpen. Fourth down, the batter for Rancho.
Miguel Gill inherits runners on first and second with one out in the top of the seventh inning. Rawhide trails 6-2. He's facing Jorge Puerta, batting from the right side. Gill delivers a pitch low and outside. The runner on second is Thyron Lorenzo, and on first, Juan Alonzo. Puerta has been hit by a pitch, doubled, and hit a home run today. Gill kicks. Pitch misses low, ball two. Two oh. There's a strike at the belt. Gill in relief for Andueza. He's the fourth pitcher of the evening. 2-1. Misses high. Rawhide pitching staff still looking for one more strikeout. If they do so, it'll be their sixth consecutive game with 10 or more strikeouts as a staff. And time is called. A balk is called on Miguel Gill. Lorenzo takes third. Alonzo goes to second. Two runners in scoring position for Puerta. Infield comes in now. Hitters count. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Full count. Rawhide trail by four, and the Quakes are threatening again. Payoff pitch is fouled off. We'll do it again. The series is tied up at two. Whoever wins this game tonight will be guaranteed at least a split. The way the series has gone is quite a pattern so far. The 3-2 just misses high. Ball four. Bases are loaded for the Quakes. So the Quakes won game one, Rawhide game two, Quakes game three, Rawhide game four. And right now the Quakes lead in game five. See if the trend continues with the Quakes winning tonight. Bases are full. One out. And Dayton Dooney at the plate. The pitch. Strike at the letters. Count is 0-1. On third is still Lorenzo. Second, Alonzo. And first is Puerta. Dooney has struck out three times today. The pitch comes in and it hits him. He will reach first base and a run will score. 7-2, the Quakes lead. Alonzo takes third, Puerta to second, and Dooney to first as Tyler Mark will come out and have a quick conversation with Gill again. As always, every Rawhide Mountain visit this season is presented by the Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters.
Sean Chaim, a full service real estate team.
This is game five of six in this series. Tomorrow is the finale. First pitch will be at 12:05. That will be the first pitch time of every single Sunday home game for the Rawhide. Tomorrow is also Tipper's birthday. So if you are in the Visalia area, Tulare County area, come out, bring the kids. There's going to be a lot of fun activities prior to the game. We are ready for the first pitch to Azara, and he takes ball one inside. Base is still full, one away. The pitch comes inside, 1-1. First baseman Conticello with his toes on the infield grass. Middle infielders are back. Polanco a step behind the third base path. And there is another hit batter as Azara takes one in the middle of his back. Back-to-back hit by pitches by Gill. Two runs score. 8-2, the Quakes lead.
Second baseman, Ryan Dongon.
This is the ninth batter to come to the plate in this inning for the Quakes. Ryan Doncon bats from the right side. He's walked, flied out to right and left, and also grounded out to the shortstop. The pitch, big swing and miss, count is 0-1. Called strike on the inside corner. Gill delivers the 0-2, and it's low in the dirt. A great stop by Martin. That was in the other batter's box. One ball, two strikes, still one out. Glove at the belt. Gill delivers. Swung on. Deep fly ball into left field. Sanabria there. He makes the catch. The throw home is cut off and not in time. As Puerta scores the ninth run of the day for the Quakes. A nice throw from Sanabria, but it was not strong enough to get Puerta out at the plate. The other runners stay where they are. Runners on first and second. Two down. And Chris Newell, who led off this inning with a single, is now at the plate. He's the 10th batter to come to the plate for the Quakes in the 7th. 9-2 ball game. First pitch is a strike. Newell in this inning singled, stole a base, and scored on a sacrifice fly hit by Galiz. 0-1. Strike on the outside corner. There is another left-handed pitcher warming in the pen. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fouled off first base side. Gill takes the sign and sets. No balls, two strikes, the pitch. Deep fly ball to center field. Jones is going back. He turns around and watches it go. It's over the batter's eye in center field. A three-run blast for Chris Newell, his third home run of the year and third home run of the night for the Quakes. Makes it 12-2 in the 7th inning.
Hitting at the plate is third baseman, Kyle Nevin.
Now Kyle Nevin at the plate, batting from the right. Bases are empty as he takes ball one low. Just a bomb hit over the center field batter's eye into the trees. Again, third home run of the season for Chris Newell. The pitch is lined towards right field. Guzman stays right where he is and makes the catch to end the inning. But the damage is done. The Quakes lead 12-2 as it is stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
All your last inning snacks, drinks, and alcohol. Ladies and gentlemen, this time, to all of America, will you please stand, stretch those legs. Allison Leibold has the microphone, getting ready to sing God Bless America. Everybody join in the fun.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
How about that? That was Leibold singing God Bless America. Ladies and gentlemen, Time now. Everybody needs to sit up, stretch those legs. Time now to say, take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ground. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back for its root. Root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes and you're out. Ball game.
How about that? Take me out to the ball game. All right. Thank you, Allison. Great job. Now batting is the shortstop, Juan Cornell.
Bottom of the seventh inning, the Rawhide trail 12-2, and Juan Cornell leads it off for the Hide against the new pitcher, Lucas Wepf. Here's the pitch. It misses high, ball one. In the last inning, the Quakes sent 11 batters to the plate. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. And double checking, I have this right. They scored 5 runs? That can't be right. Beg your pardon. 8 runs. There we go. The pitch is swung on and missed. My book is an absolute nightmare now after those 11 batters came to the plate. So again, 8 runs scored by the Quakes. I forgot to count that 3-run blast. How could I forget that? A moonshot by Newell. Pitch to Cornell. Slow ground ball to the second baseman. Doncone throws to first in time, one away. And now Alvin Guzman steps to the plate. He has struck out and popped out to second in his first at-bat. And his 2 previous at-bats, I should say. Wepf is in relief for Cabrera. He's the third pitcher of the evening for the Quakes. As always, the call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. The pitch to Guzman misses outside. Wepf is a right-handed pitcher, 6'5", 200 pounds. Signed as a free agent last year by the Dodgers. Originally from Toronto, California, the pitch misses low and out, so playing in his hometown, Rancho Cucamonga, really close to Ontario and Toronto. Pretty sure that's the airport that they fly out of, the Ontario-Toronto airport. 2-0, misses high, ball 3. Again, Wepf in relief for Cabrera, who threw 2 innings of work for the Quakes, gave up 1 earned run off of 2 hits while striking out 2. The pitch from Wepf is a strike at the knees. Three-one. Popped up out of play, first base side. Webb is 0-1 on the year with a 2.70 ERA. This is his third appearance out of the pen. So 3 1/3 innings, giving up one earned run off of four hits, walking two and striking out four. Full count as time was called by the home plate umpire. And that's a pitch clock violation, and Guzman is going to reach first base on a walk. So again, Andrew Schrock, the home plate umpire, you could hear him yell time on the pitch clock violation. And Denier Sanabria now bats from the left side. One down, runner on first. The pitch is a strike. Sanabria today is grounded out to second as well as struck out swinging. Again, early sample size for Webfoot. Opponents are batting 333 against him. The pitch waved at a high fastball. No balls, two strikes. Webb delivers. Swung on and missed, strike three. Sanabria goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Two away. Runner on first for Manuel Pena, who will bat from the left side.
Manuel Pena.
First pitch to Pena, swung on and missed. He's 0 for 3 today. He's hit, grounded into three outs. One was a bunt, another a ground ball to short, and the other to the second baseman. This a line drive into center field. In comes Newell, makes a diving play to end the inning and rob Pena of his first hit of the day.
Be sure to stick around.
The Quakes still lead 12-2 as we go into the eighth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Tennis ball time sponsored to you by Hubbard's Republic. Healthy food for happy people. You can purchase last-minute tennis balls at the top of the pasture for your change of prizes, including Rawhide tickets, Drew Jones signed baseball, and Cold Iron Cash. All right, let's open up those lucky number scorecards. Here comes the last lucky numbers of the evening. Crystal Barn, lucky number 1637. 1637. Chlorine Company, 1555. Hand and Soul Massage and Facial Spa, 1780. Our Little Pizza Place, 1416. Powder Oil Ice Cream, 1640. And Valley Oaks Golf Course. And lucky number is 1321. If you have these lucky numbers, your lucky number scorecard, all you got to do is head on over to the general store to collect your prize. Congratulations. Now batting, it is the catcher, De'Ron Lorenzo.
Top of the eighth inning, new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide is Liam Norris. He's facing the catcher, Lorenzo. Takes the ball low. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. They've been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch is a strike on the high inside corner. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. 1-2 count now. Norris in relief for Gill. Norris is the fifth pitcher of the evening. 1-2. The southpaw from Texas sets and delivers. The pitch is fouled off. Norris delivers. The pitch is swung on and missed. A strike three. Martin will pick it up and tag Lorenzo for the first out of the inning. That strikeout brought to you by the Planning Mill Pizzeria located in downtown Visalia. The mill in crust, we trust. And with that strikeout, that is the 10th strikeout of the day for Rawhide pitching staff. That is now six consecutive games they've had 10 or more. The pitch is fouled off out of play by Jesus Galiz. Norris delivers a pitch outside. Norris is drafted by the Diamondbacks in 2020 out of high school. 1-1. Hard ground ball. Polanco tries to make the play. He can't. On the one hop, Galiz reaches first on a single. A hard hit ball. Polanco at first looked like he was going to be able to make the play. He kind of came up on it a little bit early just because of how hard it was hit. Alonzo batting from the right side. He takes the ball out. Alonzo's been hit by a pitch. He has struck out and has also singled twice. He has an RBI today. Pitch misses low. Ball two. A called strike on the inside corner. Infield at double play depth. Norris delivers and the pitch misses high. Norris not even checking the runner. There's a strike on the inside corner. In fact, the first baseman, Contasello, is not holding the runner with a 10-run lead. Quakes lead 12-2. Payoff pitch. Fouled off into the netting. Again, cold strike three on the outside corner. Alonzo goes down looking for the second out of the inning. Two away, still a runner on. Jorge Puerta steps to the plate, batting from the right side. Quakes lead 12-2 in the top of the eighth inning. The Quakes scored two in the fourth, two in the sixth, and then eight in the seventh. First pitch to Puerta misses ball one. One-oh. Popped up. Out of play. First base side. Reaches the first row of grandstands down there. Nice packed house tonight. 3,144 is tonight's announced attendance. And despite the score with their hometown team losing 12-2, everyone's sticking around for the fireworks. The pitch fouled off out of play. Or maybe they're sticking around for a fantastic two-inning comeback by the Rawhide. You never know. It could happen. One, two. Bounces in front of home plate, but the runner, Galiz, stays at first base. So it's two balls, two strikes. Puerta, one of three Quakes batters with a home run. He had the two-run blast in the sixth. The other home runs were hit by Lorenzo and Newell. Two, two. Swung on and missed strike three. Liam Norris strikes out the side and holds the Quakes 12-2 as we go into the bottom of the eighth inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Opening week festivities are thanks to Budweiser and Bueno Beverage Company. Budweiser and all that you do, this Bud for you. Budweiser and our friends at Bueno Beverage Company wanted to take a moment to salute the heroes in attendance tonight. All that you do, this Bud for you. Tonight's heroes, let's set it in tone.
That's right. Next to Tipper, we have one of our favorite heroes, not David Allen. I mean, he is one of our favorites, but the one we want to highlight is next to him, Chief Charlie Norman from the Tulare County Fire Department. He's kind of hiding behind Tipper there. I know we have a lot of firefighters and first responders in attendance, so all those first responders, military members, retired, active reserve, can we ask that you please rise so all of us civilians can tip our caps to you. Say, here's to the heroes. There he is. There's Chief Norman right there. Thank you. Thank you, sir. On behalf of Bueno Beverage, Budweiser, we got Sawyer Rawhide at Valley Strong Ballpark. We salute you, Chief, and all you heroes. Here's to the heroes.
Drew Jones leads it off for the Rawhide in the bottom of the eighth inning. They trail by 10. It is Webb back on the mound. First pitch to Jones is drilled towards right field, but the right fielder Alonzo goes back and makes the catch in the corner for the first out of the inning. That was another inside pitch that Jones hit the opposite way, one away. Andrew Pintar batting from the right side. One down and nobody on. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Here's the pitch. A cold strike at the knees. So pulling up Lucas Webb's MILB page, and I had a major error when I was first talking about him. I put that he was from Toronto, California, because that's what I was reading on the roster, as that pitch is drilled up the middle. A one-out base hit for Andrew Pintar as he singles into center field, and if Lucas's family is watching, I am so sorry. He's from Toronto, Canada. They put Toronto, CA. on the roster, and me being from Southern California, I thought, oh, wow, he's from the Ontario area. Cool, wonderful. Nope, wrong Toronto. Different country. David Martin batting from the left side. That pitch misses in ball one. Martin takes a strike. He is 2-for-2 today with a walk. Martin tries to check his swing, but he does go around. 1-2 count. He's reached base 3 times today. Infield shading to the right. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Martin goes down for the second out of the inning. He weighs at a low inside pitch. And now Gavin Contasello, who has the only 2 RBI of the day, will bat from the left side. First pitch is inside. Contasello has an RBI double. He's also hit a sacrifice fly out into right field. Other time he's been retired is when he struck out swinging. 1-0. A strike on the inside corner. Webb taking his time now, delivers. Contasello lines it into right field, a base hit. Pintars advances to second. And Contasello standing on first with a multi-hit game.
Third baseman, Ronnie Polanco.
Ronnie Polanco bats from the right now with runners on first and second and 2 outs. Outfield shifting to the right. He takes a strike. There's a huge gap down the left field line. The left fielder, Puerta, is in front of the video board in left center field. Here's the pitch. It's waved at. Count is 0-2. O-2, outside another batter's box, 1-2 count. So again, this is Webb's 3rd appearance out of the pen for the Quakes. His last appearance was against the Rawhide just 3 nights ago when he took the loss. Here's the pitch. Waved at and missed, strike 3. Polanco goes down for the final out of the 8th. Rawhide strand 2 runners on, and we're going into the 9th inning with the Quakes still leading 12-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
I think Joe has the 50-50 number.
I do. That 50-50 winning ticket number is 0975082. That's 0975082. Now, before we get into the Lawrence Tractor Race, we want to give a special birthday shout-out here to Kayla from your fiancé, John. He went down to guest services and made the $20 donation to Salt and Light. So thank you for that, sir. Thank you for being here on your birthday. And now we're going to make you participate in a game we call the Lawrence Tractor Races. All right, we're going to put it on the board here. We got 201 G&H going for the Gator. We have 207 E going for the Tractor. And that means going for the lawnmower. It is time for the Lawrence Tractor Races. Lawrence Tractor Company has a full line of lithium battery-powered commercial mowing equipment, compact construction equipment, and quality John Deere tractors. 25 horsepower for large property owners, all the way up to 64 horsepower for large acre growers. Lawrence Tractor Company, serving Tulare and Kings County for over 50 years. All right, we got the Gator in the lead right now, followed by the tractor, followed by the lawnmower. We got now the tractor's making a break for it. Tractor making a break for it. Now here we get down the final stretch. Here we go. We got the Gator down there. I don't know what to do. We got the lawnmower in the lead. We got the lawnmower in the lead. And it is the lawnmower. That means 207G. This row right here, you guys have won a ticket to another game thanks to Korea Health. More than medicine, life!
First, thanks to our name, Katune.
Top of the ninth inning, the Quakes still lead 12-2. And Liam Norris back on the mound for his second inning of work. He struck out the side in the eighth, did give up a hit though. First pitch misses high, ball one to Dayton Dooney. Dooney has struck out three times today, and he's also been hit by a pitch. 1-0 from the southpaw, misses high. Two oh, as a strike on the inside corner. Two one. There's a strike on the high inside corner. Norris this season has a 15 ERA. This is his fourth appearance out of the pen. He's thrown three innings of work for the Rawhide, giving up five earned runs. The pitch tries to check his swing on an inside pitch. He does not go, according to Jabril Jeter Abdullah on the bases. Norris, those five runs given up on four hits, walking five batters and striking out five. Really was just one bad outing for Norris to have that increased ERA. 3-2, fouled off into the netting. Payoff pitch. Foul tipped into the glove of Martin. Strike three. Four strikeouts on the day for Norris.
After playing, he's a shortstop.
13 strikeouts for the Rawhide pitching staff. Ricardo Yon had seven, Perdomo two, and now Norris with four. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the inside corner. Right now, the Quakes lead the Rawhide 12-2. We'll take a look at the other scores in the Diamondbacks organization. The pitch swung on and missed, strike two. Hillsboro fell to Everett. By a score of 20-7 as that pitch misses low and in the dirt. So again, they fell to Everett 20-7. Amarillo won 5-3. Sacramento defeated Reno 15-6. And the Diamondbacks lost to the Marlins 3-2. The pitch swung on and missed, strike three. That is five strikeouts on the day for Norris. Here's the top of the order. Don Combe batting from the right side. Norris looking for his sixth strikeout of the day. Here's the pitch. There's a strike right at the knees. 0-1. Waved at and missed 0-2. Norris one strike away from striking out the side again. He sets. Glove out in front of him at the chest. Now kicks. Tries to check his swing on a pitch in the dirt. They're saying he did go around. Strike three. Strikeout number 6 of the day for Norris. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria in Crust We Trust. Last chance for the Rawhide as you go into the bottom of the ninth of a trail 12-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
New pitcher on the mound for the Quakes is John Edwards in relief for Lucas Wepp. Calls the bullpen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Bottom of the ninth inning, last chance for the Rawhide. They trail by 10. Juan Corniel swings and misses at the first pitch to start off the bottom of the ninth inning. Rawhide did pull together 7 hits today, but only pushed across 2 runs as the pitch is a strike. Meanwhile, the Quakes, 12 runs off of 12 hits. There has not been an error committed by either team today. Infield shading to the right, outfield to the left, the pitch to Corniel. He swings and misses strike 3, but the ball gets by the catcher, and Corniel will go down to first base and reaches safely. So it is a strikeout, but then a wild pitch is how he reaches. Runner on first, nobody out, and Alvin Guzman comes to the plate.
Right fielder Alvin Guzman.
Guzman today has struck out, popped out to second, and also has walked. First pitch fouled off into the netting behind home plate.
Come on,
0-1. Swung on and missed, strike two. Edwards, in his second appearance with the Quakes, has a 13.50 ERA. The right-handed pitcher delivers, and it's fouled off out of play behind the first base grandstands. He threw just two-thirds of an inning, giving up an earned run by walking three and hitting a batter. He did not give up a hit. Here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Guzman swings at a pitch in the dirt for the first out of the inning. For the second strikeout of the inning for Edwards. Remember, he struck out Corniel, but Corniel took first on the wild pitch as now Donier Sanabria steps to the plate. Sanabria batting from the left. One out, runner on first. He swings at the first pitch. Lined on the left field line. Corniel rounding second. He's heading for third. Here's the throw. Not in time. Corniel is safe at third base. And Sanabria cruises into second with his first double of the year. Two runners in scoring position for the Rawhide with one down as Manuel Pena comes to the plate. Pena 0 for 4. Takes a strike, an off-speed pitch. Edwards signed as a free agent in 2021. He's originally from Atlanta, Georgia, and I can say that confidently, unlike the Toronto, California / Canada that I had wrong earlier today. What's really embarrassing is this is a free game on MLB.com, so I didn't just embarrass myself in front of the normal people who are listening to Rawhide baseball and Quakes games, but to other people who just wanted to listen to tonight's game because of Drew Jones playing and other top prospects. The pitch to Pena is swung on and missed. Strike three. The throw down to first is in time. It was a pitch in the dirt. Two down now. Here comes Drew Jones, who's also from Georgia. He'll bat from the right side. He's 1 for 4 today. First pitch to Jones. Misses high, ball one. The runner on third is Corniel, on second Sanabria. Rawhide down to their final out here. In the bottom of the ninth inning, they trail 12-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. Infield back with two outs. Edwards kicks, swung on and missed, strike two. Edwards sets. The 1-2. High. Gets by the catcher, but Corniel will stay at third. Count is even at 2-2 with two outs and two runners in scoring position. Edwards, glove at the chest. 2-2 to Jones. Line down into right field. It'll land for a base hit. Corniel will score. Sanabria rounding, and he scores the Rawhide. now trail 12-4. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Drew Jones standing on first with another single. It's his first multi-hit game of his career, and he picks up two RBI. Andrew Pintar stepping to the plate. He's the designated hitter this evening. He's 2-for-4, looking to extend this game. Rawhide trail by 8. First pitch misses low, ball 1. Here's the pitch. Line down the right field line. It's hooking. Foul. Diving is the right fielder. He can't make the play. They're going to hold Jones on third, and Pintar cruises into second. He has 3 hits today. The right fielder Alonso made a diving attempt down the line, could not make the play. And because of that, 2 outs and 2 runners in scoring position still as David Martin comes to the plate. Life all of a sudden happening for the Rawhide just a little too late. They trail by 8, and there are 2 outs in the ninth inning. Edwards kicks, and the pitch is a strike to Martin. Martin today has walked and singled twice, also has struck out swinging. Oh-1, missing in.
Come on, David. Come on. David, you're my boy, David. Let's go.
1-1. Called strike on the outside corner. 1-2 count. Rawhide down to their final strike again. 1-2 to Martin. He takes inside. 2-2. Right, 2-2 count. 2 outs, 2 runners in scoring position. Edwards kicks. Fouled off, we'll do it again. David Martin looking for his 3rd hit of the day. Rawhide have 10 hits this evening, but only 4 runs to show for it. Swung on and missed strike 3. Martin goes down swinging to end the inning and end the game. The final score, Quakes 12, Rawhide 4. The Quakes had 12 hits, the Rawhide had 10, and neither team committed an error. For those of you watching on MLB TV, I want to thank you for listening to tonight's free game, Major League Baseball. We hope that you'll join us again for a game here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Tomorrow's first pitch is at 12:05. For those of you listening, stay tuned for the post-game show. Again, thank each and every one of you for listening to tonight's broadcast. The Quakes take down the Rawhide 12-4. They had 12 hits, no errors. The Rawhide 10 hits, no errors. The Rawhide pitching staff did strike out 15 Quakes batters. That means it is the 6th consecutive game that the Rawhide pitching staff have had 10 or more strikeouts. Rawhide fall to the Quakes 12-4. That means they trail the series now 3-2, and the Quakes have guaranteed to at least split this series. With a win tomorrow, they will win the series. Rawhide need to win tomorrow in order to split against the Quakes. Again, tonight's announced attendance, 3,144. A little bit of a longer game today. 2 hours and 49 minutes is the total. The losing pitcher is Ricardo Yan. He threw four innings for the Rawhide, giving up two earned runs, five hits, walked one while striking out seven. Meanwhile, Jason Cabrera for the Quakes picks up the win. He threw two innings, giving up one earned run off of two hits. It didn't walk anyone, and he struck out two.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got some sound now. We got the Sparks back out here. They got cut off the first time, so we're going to let them do this again.
First pitch tomorrow at 12:05. It is the series finale. On the mound for the Rawhide will be left-handed pitcher Brock Jones, who will be piggybacked by the right-handed pitcher Billy Corcoran. Meanwhile, for the Quakes, it'll be right-handed pitcher Juan Murillo. Again, that is a 12:05 start. You can listen at rawhidebaseball.com or on the First Pitch app, and you can, of course, watch on the MLB TV app. One final time, Quakes take down the Rawhide 12-4. They had 12 hits, Rawhide had 10, and nobody committed an error. You've been listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.